This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the most censored, banned, demonized broadcast in the world. And thanks to you supporting us to spread the word, we're still on air. And thanks to this great crew, we are marching forward to fight against tyranny. Look, I'm a real person, and I get upset seeing all this news and then trying to cover it all. In the next hour, I'm going to get my most professional, focused analysis that I can give you on how the Pentagon's now been taken over by the globalists. The final institutions have fallen, but it's okay. We're going to bring this whole thing out in the open. That's coming up. John McAfee's death, the political assassinations going on. It's all coming up. But first, there's a special report on how we have the power.
The Berlin Wall wasn't actually built in a day. It was built quickly. But the checkpoints already existed. It's just that people were accustomed to passing from the American zone to the Soviet zone to the French zone. And what changed on the day was that all of a sudden, the turnstile didn't lift. You weren't allowed through the checkpoint. Then the wall was built in. But in building the checkpoints, in building the control mechanisms, we're already putting in place the infrastructure for those who will abuse them in the future.
The globalists want a police state in place, destroy the middle class, collapse the economy, and consolidate absolute total control. They're trying to put that police state system in place and turn the entire anti-terrorism apparatus on the American people.
It was not long until the work of the greatest minds of this generation reached what I call the atomic moment, which is somewhat different from what physicists consider the atomic moment. And this is where this generation corrupted, or rather those in power at the head of this generation, corrupted our knowledge, our science, our findings, our tools toward a military purpose. Its reach is unlimited, if you will, but its safeguards are not. Now, this technology allows these institutions to monitor and record the private activities of people on a scale that's broad enough that we can say it's close to all-powerful.
This is just a extremely toxic, extremely criminal, extremely out of control, poisonous, cancerous, malignant system they're building.
Has anyone from the administration reached out to Governor DeWine or anyone in Ohio's government about the possibility of violence resulting from his return to the trail? And is there any concern in going back out there and continuing to insist that the election is fraudulent and that he actually won could result in people being hurt or killed?
Obviously, we take the rhetoric of the former guy, as we like to say, quite seriously.
In the aftermath of an insurrection with our democracy on the line, and many of these same Republican senators going along with the notion that somehow there were irregularities and problems with legitimacy in our most recent elections, they're suddenly afraid to even talk about these issues and figure out solutions on the floor of the Senate.
We heard it from the Secretary of Defense, we heard it from the FBI, we heard it from the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, where they said, arrest people that disagree with our views.
But using the slogan, they got through the USA Patriot Act, which removes many of our liberties. Nobody made a sound when we lost habeas corpus, due process of law. And suddenly Bush managed to get rid of it. Where was a voice on television, aside from mine, that spoke out against this? Where are all those noble jurists, those great lawyers, those lovers of liberty, where the hell were they? They were nowhere. Now we have a totalitarian government. And the totalitarian government wants to watch everybody, total surveillance of everyone. They listen to the telephone conversations. They look at your credit cards. They look where you travel. We are totally policed. This is contrary to everything in our Constitution.
To quote Winston Churchill, we will go on to the end, whatever the cost may be, and we will never surrender. Because that's a drug better than anything I ever felt in my life, being on the side of right. and not bound to evil and not bound to a bunch of cowards and a bunch of scum lawyers that have been all in the boardrooms hyping themselves up how tough they are and how badass they are and how they're going to whip those Americans. All that evil men in Tower seem to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up and do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects is what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globalists are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Grill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best you'll ever on that. And, of course, Bio, true selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation. And we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. And please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We're now into hour number two, and there's a lot of good news happening, a lot of bad news happening. But at the end of the day, all the denial that's taking place, all the people playing games with themselves about the nature of the New World Order and about whether, you know, whether or not it's real and what they're going to do about it, they are not going to be living in denial much longer. Again, thank you so much for joining us on this live Thursday broadcast. I already spent a lot of time on General Milley and General Austin, the Secretary of Defense, who gave testimony yesterday in the morning. And I watched it by the time the show was over yesterday. And there's a lot of it, and I'm not going to play an hour of it here because we don't have the time, but it was bad. And the arrogance and the disdain and the aggressive posture of Milley, who looks like a mental patient psychotic. I mean, if I was going to hire like somebody to be play Frankenstein, but kind of like a dwarfish Frankenstein, it would be him. He has that same look as Brian Stelter, very unsavory, very untrustworthy. Wouldn't leave him alone with my kids. I'll leave it at that. Along with the just dictator-looking arrogance of Austin, I mean, they look like two criminals. But hey, you know what? I'm not going to go off my gut here. I mean, I'll say this. Milley looks more evil than Austin, but Austin's a close second. I mean, my gut just says this is a fake. This is a fraud. This is a dangerous person. You look at Tucker Carlson, your gut says that's a good, well-meaning person who's been naive in the past, but now has woken up and is fighting for freedom because he's really concerned. Same thing with you know, a Ron Paul or a Rand Paul or a Trump. You just go with your gut. Your gut feels good about him. Austin, I mean, that's a piece of crap right there. Same thing with Milley. I mean, these are frauds, little power-tripping pieces of crap. But let's just move past that to the first thing Austin did as Secretary of Defense was say the Capitol attack was the number one thing in America, mirroring the leftist propaganda, and that they had a huge month-plus-long shutdown of the U.S. military to out the white supremacist in the ranks and go harass white people because they were white, they must be guilty and bad, the opposite of common sense, the opposite of Martin Luther King, just an outrageous a statement like, let's check and see if the Jews are loyal, or let's check and see if the black people are loyal, or let's check and see if the Japanese are loyal. You know, we know that's a fraud. You go off the individual and their background and what they've done. But there was Austin announcing the most authoritarian, destructive, divide-and-conquer tactics that were right out of the Southern Poverty Law Center in the ADL. He was told to do that, which is why he's been advanced to where he is. And he defended, saying, I don't know what critical race theory is, but I defend the curriculum of the man they appointed that is a cartoon-level black supremacist that says whites are inherently evil and America is bad and shouldn't even exist. And so you read the actual manuals. Revolver did a great job showing what the guy taught in the past week. He's currently, it is what you would do to destroy the morale of a country and to break it up. But it was the body language and the arrogance to the congressmen and women that asked them questions. I've never seen the military, because the civilian side of the government knows to keep that on the short leash, because you get a Napoleon Bonaparte by letting the military get control, you get a Hitler, literally sitting there with just disdain in those hearings. Because they've been told by Biden and by the deep state, hey, your main enemy is the American people, and they've announced it's anybody questions the election. That's in the official U.S. government prospectus put out last Tuesday by the puppet president. And they say right there, you question the election, you question lockdowns, you question vaccines, you are a white supremacist. You go, that doesn't make sense. It says it in the report. It's a designation that you're the enemy. Then they go through the litmus test inside the military, and anybody that questions, anybody that says, I don't like this, this is Marxist, whether you're the head of Space Force or a sergeant in Fort Hood, you are fired because there's a lack of confidence in you, because it's now a litmus test that you accept Marxist, racist, racial division, class warfare, or you're out of the U.S. military. All the other institutions, the universities, the corporations, the big banks, the establishment wants racial division to conquer America and to divide us. It's their whole agenda. It's their plan. The virus to lock us down, make us non-essential and bankrupt us, and the racial issue to attack anybody doesn't go along with your agenda. They're now a racist, and what do we do to the racists? We punch them. And now the U.S. military, that wouldn't even criticize burning of churches by BLM, because that would be political, says, oh, we need to know white rage. We need to understand why white people are bad. He goes, I'm white, and I want to understand why I'm bad. So see, he's the Uncle Tom of white people. If they claim Uncle Tom goes and agrees that black people are bad, which isn't really what Uncle Tom even did. But the point is that he's saying, oh, I want to go tell you white people are bad. What does this even have to do with any of it? It's a distraction and a cover for the takedown of the country by an outside power that stole the election and is selling the country out and dissolving the borders into a one-world government program. But first, Austin just says critical race theory doesn't exist. Like Antifa doesn't exist. First, it's just the military tactic of this doesn't exist. Then he gets real animated and a really powerful look in his face as he's letting them know, I'm in charge now. I'm taking over the country. You'll be swept aside soon. I've been promised control along with General Honore, because you're not going to attack the black generals that lead the gun confiscation group. You're not going to, if you attack the black generals leading gun confiscation across the country? They've already briefed. They're already ready. They're already preparing the cadres to train for total gun confiscation to be led by the Secretary of Defense and the National Sherman 2.0 is to be General Honore on record declaring war on white people and gun owners. And it won't matter what color you are when they're taking the guns and killing you. You'll be a white supremacist. You don't turn them over. That's how they were always going to come for the guns. And so you see their entire plan. 24/7 training to get your guns. 24/7 to get your children. To dominate you, to control you. It happens everywhere else in history. The military gets taken over by a special interest group. They decide to go for it all, and they take over. They have a litmus test. You better salute to us, or we're going to demonize you. And if you don't, they come after you. This country, in its 250 years history, has never had traitors as bad as Honore and Milley and Austin. These men, once they've been politically, culturally, economically, and using the criminal justice system defeated, will be known as the new definition of Benedict Arnold. They are the plague. They are a curse. And they are planning, in my view, false flag terror attacks here in America to cement their rollout against us. They're spoiling for a war. They're spoiling for a coup. They're spoiling to overthrow. And they're getting ready to carry out terror attacks. That is, their handlers are, to be blamed on those of us that are loyal Americans in our opposition to the destruction of the country and the sellout of the nation. And they're all over television saying Trump questioning the election is an act of terror and he's going to be dealt with by the military. And they're on channels saying we need to get members of Congress using the military. And then General Milley and General Austin and General Honore get up there and click their heels and say, we want to slug out with the American people, and every white person that doesn't salute us is a white supremacist enemy, and we're the Americans, and they're Hitler, and we're going to get them. We're ready for war. Turn us loose. Ooh, 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 ooh. We're going to get America. Death to America, says Milley. Death to America, says Austin. Death to America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Seen it. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show here. Of General Milley and General Austin and all the rest of these guys up there with just such demonic looks on their faces, hateful towards Congress. When they brought up critical race theory, that is a Marxist, Leninist, globalist liberation theology to bring down the country on record, that America's a colonialist country, shouldn't exist. This is pure poison. And then to say, all our white members of the military have to be asked whether they're good people or not. That is so racist, so evil, so abusive. And to see the enjoyment of Milley and the enjoyment of Austin, knowing this is their takeover plan and they're in on the takeover of America and they're these big conquerors, to see them abuse their position, betray us like this, is just it's blood curdling. But then we've got all the critical race theory documents from it. Preschools now, they're teaching white children that they're bad because they're white. That'll stick for life. This is super abusive. That article's on InfoWars.com. And I'm sure the general agrees with that because he said the Capitol was white rage. He wants to know why white people attacked this Capitol. 2,000 of them. Oh, you mean a million people showed up to protest the fraudulent election, our right to do it, and then your provocateurs helped trick maybe 500, 600 inside that walked through the velvet ropes, and maybe 20 fought police, and the police stood down? So you can now say, all of them are white supremacists, and then all of America is, and you're the big U.S. military gonna teach us, because Biden said, you got the nukes and the F-15s to show the gun owners. This is what they're talking about while they sit around the Pentagon with Swalwell, the Chinese agent, and all their other Chinese agents, is how dumb Americans are and how they're going to crush us. Believe me, that's their attitude. And so that's the crap they teach. That's all you find at Target and all the stores is, you know, the anti-racist baby. All whites are bad. This is a disgusting criminal takeover. And you've got these crazed-eyed teachers from the teachers unions that are really the new Communist Party. Look at this article. InfoWars.com, teacher loses her mind because she can't teach CRT anymore. And then she admits, we're supposed to be activists. And look at this crazed lunatic. It's all a bunch of weird white women who are all alone, hate men, trying to teach kids from age 3 to age 18 that they're bad because of what color they are. These are freaks. But we can't even get our own military to decry it because they're not our military. They got the colleges, they got the governments, they got most of the police departments. The last thing they got to get is the military, and now they know how to come in and say, we're having a meeting about how whites are bad. Knowing a lot of red-blooded Americans, including minorities, are going to say, well, it's not we're a majority now. That's even what Congressman Gates said. He said, most of the people complaining are not white. They said, this is creating division. They said, they're all getting along great. Oh, I don't believe you, said General Austin. So that's what they're teaching is how to have a chip on your shoulder, how to be weird, how to be neurotic. Oh, my God, there's a camera on a white person's house. They're looking at you. How to create schizophrenia so you have a chip on your shoulder to create division between us so foreign banks can rape and loot and get rid of all of our freedoms. But there's our military leaders who aren't ours. They're captured, they're controlled, and they are enthusiastic. And Trump, of course, fetishized Milley and others. When they were all working against him, just like Mad Dog Mattis, I guess they call him Mad Dog because he's such a homosexual or whatever. And you know, I guess he gets Mad Dog and gets in a room with a bunch of pee-pees. But, I mean, that's who these guys are. And the point is, there's nothing wrong with the fact that Mattis is a homosexual, probably. The point is that they blackmail him with that. They call him Mad Dog Mattis because he's like 3 feet tall. Everything they say about him is a fraud. It's not a mad dog. He's a mad creep. He wanted to have a coup against the president. They're sacks of garbage. They're enemies. They're un-American. Oh, the media tells you he's an intellectual. He reads books. Ooh, Mattis reads books. Ooh, Milley was a Green Beret. Ooh, look. Judge them by their fruits. And look at their freakazoid operative in the street. Some bug-eyed lunatic woman who wants to tell your kids they're bad because they're white. And then she wants to probably teach them about, you know, being sexually augmented by having their genitals cut off. It's a cult of freakazoids. Here she is.
This is what's bullshit. Today is the first time our country has recognized Juneteenth as a national holiday. And yet I'm getting ready to go back to school in the fall. And my governor has put into place some ridiculous legislation that many governors across the country have put into place, such as I can't teach anything divisive, I can't teach critical race theory, and I can't teach about racial equity. This is at all public schools, colleges, and universities. So, teachers, in the past, we've been activists. After the shit show of last year, we really need to stand up and do what's right for our kids right now. So this is a call to action, teachers. We got to stand up and fight for our kids because this is bullshit. We can't lie to them.
You can't lie to them about the death camps in China that Apple runs? You can't talk about all the brown people who want to get to this country? Do you want to bully a bunch of kids and teach them about sex, teach them about race, and screw with them? But all the studies show what you're doing is creating more division. Oh, you won't tell them about the thousands dead in Chicago, black on black crime. You won't tell them about all those crime waves. No, no, because you're the woke person with all the corporations and the Pentagon and all the universities and the whole system in Hollywood behind you to mess with our kids and screw with their brains. With big tech censoring everybody and the rest of it. It's totally disgusting. All right, I haven't plugged yet. I'm just going to tell you this right now. If you don't support us, we won't be here. Maybe that's what God wants, so whatever. We got items I think you should get. They're all really good for you. We got a lot of great new T-shirts that say Save the Frogs. And we also have Free American shirts with Infowars.com that I really like as well. We have the new July 4th super sale that starts today. New deals added every day. Free shipping and double Patriot points are back at InfoWarsStore.com. Survival Shield X3, 60% off. Biotrue Selenium, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. All Water Filtration System Filters, 10% off. They're already massively discounted. We're also glad to announce that after months of negotiations, we're able to work to lock in our storable food prices to the end of this year when everybody else is going up. We're also able to run one limited-time offer specifically to our customers for the July 4th, and then one more before Christmas. So take advantage of last year's prices now. They thought they would go up. They're not doing it. For us, they're going to go 10% off on all of the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. Celebrate America and save big at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the tip of the spear. That's InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I want to tell the anti-American scumbags, Milley and Austin and Honore, burn in hell. We all hate you and know you hate America. Burn in hell, racist pigs. Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroy the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits, and that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
On the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It was about 2 weeks ago that Christopher Sine, the award-winning investigative reporter with Fox, before that ABC, that exposed Bill Clinton meeting with the Attorney General Loretta Lynch on that tarmac illegally. He said he was being death threatened, had to move back from Arizona, where he won an Emmy for his news reporting, to be the top anchor host there in his Alabama city, where he'd also been a star football player. He was totally happy with his wife and two children. We're very close to probably getting the family on. We're in contact with him, I'll tell you that. And it was clearly like he was executed. He said, if I'm killed, it is not suicide. He was executed before his body was even cold. The media said that he committed suicide with no evidence. Same thing with John McAfee, who I knew well, who personally told me the last time we talked on the phone a couple years ago before he was thrown in that Madrid prison for no reason, waiting extradition by Julian Assange, the U.S., but he would never commit suicide. So as soon as I heard yesterday afternoon, right after I went off air, that John McAfee was dead, I was in my office taking like a 30-minute nap to reset my brain. Little trick to trick your mind that you haven't been working since 5 a.m. to go back to work. And Rob Dew's like, John McAfee's dead. Dead in a Madrid, not a Madrid, a Barcelona. Barcelona. He's not teleprompter free, folks. Barcelona. Jail. And I said, go check his Twitter, see if he said he would never commit suicide. And sure enough, he said that. We found videos of him saying it on my show. So just like I tell you, I will never commit suicide. I have no desire to commit suicide. I love life. I might end up dying someday defending freedom, but that doesn't mean I'm ever going to kill myself. If I ever am found dead at home or dead in a jail cell, I was murdered. I was murdered. And I hold the deep state and the globalists responsible. Now, it was 11 days ago that I did a broadcast the day after he had been found dead, shot by himself in the head in his home. And again, within hours of being found dead in his home, they were saying that Christopher Stein had killed himself, just like Breitbart died of a heart attack 2 hours after he was in the hospital. Well, they never say that. They didn't say that. The media lied. He had information, a video reportedly, of Hillary Clinton doing absolutely horrible things. I talked to Eric Mueller. Mancow Mueller was good friends with him. Talked to him every day. They hung out all the time when Mancow was out in L.A. He said, no, man, they might kill me. They're after me. They're following me, but screw them. Breitbart did not kill himself. So you ask why Matt Drudge finally bowed out. Well, I mean, they're probably threatening to kill him. I don't know. I still admire Matt Drudge. Wouldn't have gotten Trump elected without him. The point is that some people can't take the pressure. I can't take the pressure of looking at these people. In fact, I'll be honest. I'll never commit suicide. I have no desire. I do have a desire to quit and walk away. But the globalists sue me and mess with me, and I just, that's why I haven't. I kept looking for people better than me. Tucker Carlson is basically there and does a better job than I do in a nice, concise show. So we get another five or six Tucker Carlsons, I am stopping, I'm quitting. But not because the globalists are messing with me. They're messing with me, makes me fight even harder. But I'll never give in, I'll never sell out, but I could give out. You know what I mean? But enough about me. It's just that I told you, my wife this morning was asking me, she goes, how did you know, because I saw your show a few weeks ago where you said they're going to start killing prominent people. How did you know that? And I said, it's like night follows day. Or you see somebody at a gas station gassing their car up. You go, next they're going to go turn the key on and drive away. I mean, how do you know? Somebody walks into a restaurant, they're going to order food. How do you know they're going to order food? Well, they walked in a restaurant. Like, it'd be like if you're in a bathroom in the stall, like somebody walks in, gets on the toilet. Like, how'd you know I was about to take a dump? The surveillance, the tyranny, the harassment, the deplatforming, the taking of bank accounts away, the saying, we want the CIA to take out Trump supporters. We want the CIA to take out the media. We want to arrest the press. That's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Try it again. 1, 2, 3. I told my wife this morning, I'm like, it's like counting. I wasn't being sarcastic. I was explaining it to her. I said, it's like counting numbers down. So on a scale of 1 to 10, they're at about a 7 or an 8. And the next few numbers are start killing targeted people to scare everyone else to shut up. Then the mass roundups happen if we cower. So a 9 is starting to kill anybody prominent to scare everybody to shut up ahead of the real takeover. So what the Pentagon did in South Vietnam before they did a big offensive, they ended up backfiring on them because the Vietnamese weren't wimps. I'm not picking sides in that war. I'm just saying they started assassinating in the mid-1960s who they thought were sympathizing with the North Vietnamese. Now, you think killing everybody's grandpa made the Vietnamese go get in a fetal position and cry to mommy? No, made them get machine guns and hand grenades. So here's the difference. You're not going to have big, tough guy Milley and big, tough guy Austin waging war on us over in Vietnam. It's going to be here. And they want that war with us. They were trained and bred to hate this country. They were trained to infiltrate our government. They're globalists. And now they want that war, and they think we're such cowards that they're going to be able to take it over and win this attack against us. I don't want that. I want this to stop, but they're on the news. The official battle doctrine of the U.S. Army and the military is now war with America. That alone's total treason. Biden should be impeached right now. But instead, it's full scale ahead with war. I hope to avert it. I hope to stop it. The last thing we need is any offensive violence. But the Pentagon has declared war on the American people. The Pentagon is taken over by the New World Order at the top. And we're in a lot of trouble. I don't want people in the military to get mad about it. I don't want you to even try to, don't even talk about it. They want you to identify yourself so they can get rid of you. Just sit there and keep your mouth shut, but understand this. This country's 2 minutes to execution. And maybe that's what we deserve. We killed 60 million babies. We let pedophiles teach our kids in schools. Hell, we worship the devil. Maybe it's God's plan. And I'm not saying hand it over to Millie and Austin and those little creepazoids. They're so fat and out of shape they can't even wipe their own asses. I'm just simply saying, recognize that this is our country under judgment. So, here's a few minutes of me back in earlier this month, talking about the season we're in, and the next move is political assassination to scare the entire body politic into total collapse, capitulation, and surrender. Here it is. And so let me tell you what's coming up today. We're going to hit it all when we come back. What is the next thing to come in a season like this? What is the next move always? And the move they've been carrying out all over the world? Well, it's this right here. That's what it is. 45-year-old Christopher Stein, the award-winning, Emmy Award-winning TV anchor man and reporter, who just had his book published and is doing great and was super happy. Well, he got executed inside of his house yesterday. And his body wasn't even cold. The blood wasn't even coagulated before they said it was a suicide. Just like Breitbart. Hell, they'd say Kennedy was a suicide and whatnot. You know John F. Kennedy committed suicide, don't you? I guess going up against the deep state, he kind of did. But he's dead now. And he said, I'll never commit suicide. And he said, I'm getting massive death threats. My family, my children is from the Clintons. Because, remember, he exposed Loretta Lynch, the head of the Justice Department and the FBI, having a corrupt meeting on the tarmac and lying about it all. And that basically finally brought down the Clintons partially. Well, they've been waiting for a green light time to go offensive. I'm talking about canaries in the coal mine. His execution is a message to everybody. And I would expect to see a lot of these killings now. He was definitely murdered, in my view. You know, they'll tell you not to say that. Okay. All right, we'll be right back. Wow, the same background, even same shirt I was wearing 11 days ago. It's funny how things work in rhythm like that. Things repeat.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Started the whole broadcast today just with the insanely over-the-top news on COVID being cooked in a lab, released on purpose. British government announcing what we already knew. Depending on who you are politically, you won't be allowed outside. But if you are deemed politically correct, you'll be allowed to leave your house under future lockdowns. This is just martial law digital passes. If you're caught outside without your phone tracking where you go and what you do, you're permanently detained. I mean, this is martial law, period. Hell on earth. And a lot of people are so trained to approach things where, well, let me just comply with this so I'm a good boy. That's like a fly complying with a spider. So maybe if I behave myself in the spider's web, its net, I'll be okay. So back to John McAfee, who was a very interesting, larger-than-life character. In my view, yeah, I mean, I know he worked for NASA. I know he worked for and did software work for some major intelligence agencies. But I wouldn't call him a spook later in life. He became a private operative for himself. And he escaped police when they tried to shake him down. He did give them computers, Trojan horses, and end up tapping and recording the leaders of that small government with all their money laundering and ties to radical Islam and human smuggling. And I didn't believe him when he first told me that 9 years ago. It all came out later. He was truthful. I interviewed him first. I was very blessed that people said either going Alex Jones or Joe Rogan first, ended up doing my show first. And the memory serves, I gave his info to Joe, and that happened. But he had a lot of secrets. And we know the head of Homeland Security traveled to Spain and was in Madrid yesterday while McAfee died. So that's another headline we can put up on screen. Very interesting that just so happened to happen. But we don't know if, quote, Homeland Security killed him. Could have been the Barcelona police at that federal prison thinking he had billions in Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency. But what we do know is his lawyer says no indication of suicide. He just talked to him days before. That article's on Infowars.com. Just like 45-year-old award-winning investigative journalist Christopher Stein said, I will not kill myself. The Clintons are threatening me. Then he kills himself by himself, we're told. None of this holds water. None of this is truthful. And then we've got all the old emails and the latest new emails and text messages and Twitter postings that it turns out McAfee had put out on a dead man switch that we're going to get to here in just a few minutes. But first, let's remember, he said, I am content here. I have friends. The food is good. All is well. Know that if I hang myself, a la Epstein, it will be no fault of mine. That's when he was first in that prison in October of 2020. And there's another one I don't see in my stack. Oh, here it is. I found it. When he put out this shot of himself in 2019 saying, getting subtle messages from U.S. officials saying, in effect, we're coming for you, McAfee. We're going to kill yourself. We're going to kill yourself. I got a tattoo today just in case. If I suicide myself, I didn't. I was whacked. Check my right arm. And then when people searched that, they found a wallet he controlled with Jeffrey Epstein information that I'll show you here in a moment. I am content here again. And there's one other one he did about how he would never commit suicide. I covered it yesterday in that special report I did, and it was the most important. Can you guys pull up John McAfee's Twitter? It won't be very hard. It's just a few back. There it is. Yeah, that's from 2019, too. Well, I'm going to read that, but I don't know why it's not my stack. I guess I lost it. Just want to go to his Twitter in a moment and go to a thing 8 days ago. No, I want to read that. I want to read what you had on screen. But I want to go back 8 days ago where the most important one is about they may be planning to kill me, because that's the last known communication from him is that, and then he's cut off. I've collected files on corruption in government for the first time. I'm naming names and specifics. I'll begin with a corrupt CIA agent and two Bohemian officials. Coming today, if I'm arrested or disappear, 31-plus terabytes of incriminating data will be released to the press. That was June 9, 2019. So there's a big, big motive for him to die. And then they put out on Instagram an image of Q, which people scanned and had a digital image that led folks to this that's on screen now. And then it lays it all out for you right here. Holy bleep. The code of the Q picture was actually the hexadecimal representation of the private key for an Ethereum wallet. The wallet is empty and has no transaction history or Manonet. But if you look at the Ropsten testnet, there is a test development of the whacked contact prior to it being launched on the mainnet. There was also a new test contract launched 6 days ago for the same address, but the code is not published to scour mainnet to find a similar contract. WTF is going on here. I am pretty good with Ethereum, do some solid programming, but might need some assembly ninjas to help reverse engineer the content code and see what the F is going on. What the F is deploying contracts and posting on social media with hidden keys to the wallets creating the contracts for a jail and or dead. This had my heart rate through the roof. I need Xanax. You can go look at it. It's all about Epstein. It's all a bunch of files. And now that information is being hacked. And I'll do it myself because it's my fault. I had it last night. Shot a report on it last night. Had it today. There was a message from McAfee last week. And for some reason, all the king's horses and all the king's men cannot pull that up. So I will find it. We'll go to rebroadcast. And I will come back and I will give you that information. Yeah, no, you can actually play the video then and see the tweet. But did they take his Twitter down? Is his Twitter down? Is that? All right, go to rebroad. Wait, look, I mean, it's like a week ago. McAfee did the final message from him, and it's just on his Twitter. All right, I'm not mad. I got to take a break. I got to go. All right, that's it. I'm done today. I'm going to go ahead and I'm complete. I'm done. Let's go ahead and go to let's play the gay choir sings about vaccines. That's the really important news for everybody. That's the news everybody needs to know. And then maybe let's play a little of Joe Rogan. Let's play clip two from the start. Joe Rogan questions Brian's stealth credibility and profanity laced segment. That's important. Here it is.
Laying the smackdown on CNN's Brian Stelter after the whiny hall monitor complained that certain YouTube personalities get more viewers than, well, his network.
They were saying, there's people on YouTube right now that get more views than this show. This is because the market is spoken.
Right.
And your show's f***ing terrible. Brian Stelter talking to the press secretary saying, what are we doing wrong? What are we doing wrong? Like, hey, mother... You're supposed to be a journalist.
Gregory, the floor is yours.
Well, okay, so this is, it's very difficult, you know, when your adversary, CNN, is on a downward spiral because you no longer enjoy the spectacle of its demise because we know there are good employees behind the scenes at CNN who don't deserve to be fronted by lying clowns and public masturbators.
Whoa.
But I want, you know, like, you gotta feel bad about, like, this, a CNN tech director or hair and makeup, you know, who don't get the same chances that Tubin's got. There are three mistakes that CNN makes that they should fix. And I made some notes right here. And I'd like to help you guys, okay? Be honest. Be honest. Label your commentators as commentators. Our audience knows the difference between me and Bill Hemmer. He's news, I'm commentating, and better looking. There's no distinction at CNN between news and commentary, hence why they have no trust. Because they pretend their opinions are facts, and we all know. They also deny the gulf between their own thoughts and what they say. We know what Chris Cuomo really, really thinks outside of his job because we've seen it. He's an example of that phoniness where he acts one way and gets in trouble and then he's on the news saying something else. We know that hypocrisy. It has been documented. They also have to address their obsession with Fox. Right now they have two employees devoted to watching Fox. Their devotion, though, is in watching us express opinions, not facts, yet they act like we are spouting facts. It's almost as though we are sitting at a bar.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.